This is Geoffrey, and this is
Shanae.
And we are from South Africa, the nice and sunny part of it, Cape Town. And yeah, we're just joining you on this segment of our podcast called Who Moved My?
Hey, Who Moved My?
I think a lot of that is going on, you know, in all the households all around the world because, you know, being locked down or in quarantine or isolation for, you know, quite a period of time, you know, there can be some frustrations and some altercations, I think.
Yes.
Something's about to go down. Yeah, so yeah, we just wanted to chat to you guys, all you entrepreneurs out there, vloggers, content creators, everybody out there that's like us, you know, and we love fun food and travel and pets and stuff like that, and we just want to, you know, we want to shoot the breeze with you guys and share a little bit about what's going on with us. And I think yeah, we can just tell the people a little bit of, you know, where we are from, maybe a little bit about ourselves, I guess.
Yeah, I think. Oh, man, you beat me to it.
Okay, I can go. I can go too.
Cool.
I was born ready.
Yeah.
Okay, so basically, I'm a former business development executive. I'm currently an entrepreneur. My wife and I, and I've been through this journey called life, and like all of us, I've had my ups and my downs and my highs and my lows, and yeah, we just love to travel, see the country, see the world as much as we possibly can, you know. And we also like, we love pets, we love music, we've got some guitars, we like to play and sing. And yeah, we like recently during this lockdown and isolation quarantine thing, we've been vlogging, we've been content creating, we've been on YouTube, on Facebook, on all those platforms, and we've just been very busy learning new skills, you know, video editing, post-production work, sound recording. We've been going mad. So if you want to check out some of our stuff, get on over to our YouTube page or to our YouTube channel, sorry, Facebook page, I wanted to say, and our YouTube channel, Geoffrey and Charnay. And you can go check us out over there. And yeah, you can just see what we have been up to.
Yeah, and that's Geoffrey. And
that's me.
I am Charnay Valentine Leonard. Yes, I am 31 years old. I do forget that sometimes. I'm 31 years young, let me put it that way. And I come from the background of civil engineering. I studied civil engineering, qualified in structural engineering. I did not pursue the designing part. I would have loved to do drafting and, you know, design houses. But, you know, life kicks you in different directions. And I ended up working on a construction site. So mind you, I am 1.54 meters tall, a very petite lady. And being on a construction site, that doesn't sit too well with some people, especially if you need to give them instructions. So that is where I come from. I also love to read inspirational books. I love Les Brown as well as Dr. Miles Monroe. We would always switch on YouTube or something that we can listen to, something motivating. And that would be our go-to authors. And I love to face paint. Art has been always a part of my life. I'm guessing that if my dad did not force me to go into his field, which was something technical, something in construction or in renovations, house renovations, I guess I probably would have picked up a pencil or a paintbrush, and I would have done that earlier on in my life. So, yes, parents almost, I don't want to say force you, but they direct you into paths that they probably wanted to go through, or that they are going through, and they want to then feel proud and say, hey, my daughter also does that. So that's my background. Yes, and we are a married couple, your friend, myself. We're married in 2018, December. And yes, I'm just looking forward to happy days.
Awesome. Fantastic. Thank you so much. We've got a thing we like to do. It's called Would You Rather? And are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes. So would you rather? This is to Geoffrey, and the question goes out to our listeners. Would you rather?
So listen carefully, people out there, and you can comment, you can call in, you can discuss it with us. You know, so just listen carefully.
Please. Yes. Let me set the scene. We are not on lockdown, we are not in isolation, and we're not on quarantine. So here the question goes.
Okay.
Would you rather take a 1 week trip to the foreign country of your choice, or would you take a 4 week trip around your own country?
Give us a question again.
Would you rather take a 1 week trip to the foreign country of your choice, or would you rather take a 4 week trip around your own country?
1 week trip to a foreign country of my choice, or 4 weeks in my own country.
Yes. So if you could get off from work, what would you do?
I think I'd go for the 1 week trip in a foreign country. I mean, my country, it's not going anywhere, you know.
Come on. How can you say that? I get what you say.
It's not going anywhere. So, you know, I can always just jump in my car and drive. But another country, I mean, it's a plane ticket, it's accommodation, it's all those things. So, I think I would probably go to a foreign country.
Would that be to learn cultures or?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To see the sights, learn the cultures, you know, engage with other people from a different country, different ethnicity, culture. You know, you could always encounter someone from a different part of South Africa, even in Cape Town. They might travel here, encounter them, you talk to them. I would rather go to another country.
I think I'm with you on that one. We had the opportunity to go to Thailand, Bangkok. And that was so refreshing. It was so amazing to see the cultures there, like you said, experience their foods, experience what it is that they like to do, experience what they despise you in doing. So like you can't go and scream at your wife and then give her this look like you can't do that. So yes, I think I would rather take then one trip and experience another country.
Okay, so we'll put the question up here for you guys to comment or call us. you know, and let's hear what you would do in that situation. Would you rather?
Geoffrey and
Shawnee. Yeah, you're listening to Geoffrey and Shawnee. We are from sunny South Africa, as we said, and we just playing a game called Would You Rather? Would you rather, firstly, take a 1 week trip to a foreign country of your choice, or take a 4 week trip around your own country? So what would you rather do, number one or number two? Let us know. Send us a comment. And if you like our content, leave us a like or a star or something. And of course, if someone could just let us know, if you can hear us. Like I said, we are all the way from sunny South Africa. This is our first podcast on this channel of ours. We've just created this channel. For entrepreneurs, vloggers, content creators, people like us who just want to shoot the breeze and catch up a little bit during this lockdown, quarantine, or isolation time, whatever's happening in your country. The calls are open, so you can give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear what's happening in your life. I'm Geoffrey, and this is
Shanae.
And you on our episode called Who Moved My?
Who Moved My? I thought that title was so catchy and so cheeky.
Yeah. I'm sure it's happening all over the world in all the households that are locked down or in quarantine or in isolation. I'm sure it's happening. Someone moved something.
Yes.
Of mine. They shouldn't have.
And I'm then sure. Maybe sometimes it's in the place where it's supposed to be, and then you just didn't look right. So then, so then you have this argument of a silly thing looking for something that is there.
Yeah. So also, you can let us know what you're doing. Well, we've been trying to keep busy vlogging, content creating, learning new skills, we would love to share all those things with you guys. I think we can start off maybe talking about especially the content creating side for social media, especially for YouTube. TikTok is huge now. TikTok is massive. TikTok is just this massive social media platform that's just exploding with content at the moment.
Yes.
And it's really exciting.
And what's nice is that people from all ages, all demographics, they are on there. There's a friend of mine on Facebook. Her son, he's probably around the age of 11, there around.
Wow.
And he forces his mom to jump on just to make a short dance video. And it's so funny because when she posts on Facebook, we all get to see, like, if you're not on TikTok, you still get to see what she what she's doing with the boy. It's crazy. Hilarious.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Yeah. No, it's absolutely awesome. We are having so much fun creating content, also learning a lot, also a bit stressful, hard work. So go check us out on YouTube, Geoffrey and Shanae, and on Facebook, Geoffrey and Shanae. You can go catch us there. We might leave those links and things in the comment section here, in the chat section. Also, the lines are open, so give us a call. Tell us where you're from, which part of the world you are at. We are in sunny South Africa, in Cape Town, and the time now here is 7:26. We've been up since before 6, and it's now 7:26 a.m.
Yes.
In the morning.
So the sun is busy rising right now.
Just in case you thought that we just woke up at night. No, that's not how we roll. Definitely not how we roll. No. Yeah, Shanae, let's talk about the content creating.
Yes.
You made a very bold and wise move, and you got us a piece of software to edit videos and do some funky stuff with the videos. And that worked out really, really well. That was a really good move. Well done to you.
Thank you.
And so just share maybe with us what you've learned, especially around creating content for YouTube. Maybe you can just broadly and briefly, in no structural way necessarily, but just tell us a little bit about what you've learned.
So the software that I am using, and I'm not plugging, I'm not getting anything out of this, just a disclaimer there. I have found a good use of Wondershare Filmora 9, version 9. And what is so cool about that is, you can slot in your photos, your videos, can put that in there. You can do some text overlays, also some transitions there. So we've learned how to do that. And with that, it takes time to learn those skills. So if you are a content creator and if you are editing, post-producting your own work, you will know what time it takes to produce a good quality video and to post it onto either Facebook or any of your social media platforms.
That's right.
And you also know that to use non-copyrighted music is crucial, unless you are the one obviously creating the music. It's your own.
Yeah.
Which helps a lot. But we learned the hard way when we started out. There was some music that we really liked, some dubstep, some lo-fis, and we'll excitedly slot that in. And, you know, and we're like, this will go viral because, you know, the music, the feel, everything is so good. The mood is good. And then you get that message from YouTube saying, hey, you've used some copywritten music there, or something was copyrighted. And obviously you'll have to go and change that.
Yeah.
And with that changing, you'll either have to mute your whole clip or remove it entirely from the video, which will make an incomplete video, which means that whole time was wasted. So those are things that we've been learning along the way. You know, you don't jump onto these things and you're an expert from the get-go.
Yeah.
And I love these moments in learning. I think it's in the process that we get to really cherish and value what it is that we are doing. And that makes it so much more worthwhile when putting out the content, because you do want it to add value to someone else.
Definitely.
I mean, you don't just want to create something like, hey, this is just for me.
Yeah,
then what's the use? You have the YouTube channel.
Exactly. No, definitely. I'm 100% with you. I know we are big believers in adding value to people's lives. You know, nobody, even if you're doing something like leisurely, socially, you want it to really, like, you know, add some form of value to you. If it's an entertainment value, if it's a educational value, whatever it is, you want to have value. You don't want to feel like, oh man, that was a waste of time. That was wasted an hour of my life. That's not what you want. So yes, we are firm believers in that. We are really on it. I don't think anybody is really into the would you rather. We're going to move right along, and we're going to do something else right now.
Elgin FM 96.8.
Okay, that didn't happen. Yeah, Geoffrey Nchona here from sunny South Africa, Cape Town. And we just are awesome, and
you are awesome.
Yeah, I had such a wonderful train of thought right now, and then just somehow
you just said we are awesome.
I think I need another cup of coffee.
I'll jump right onto it.
Oh man! Okay, you can make the cup of coffee while we listen to this clip. Guys, please listen to this clip. In South Africa, we've got terms called, in terms in other languages. And for example, one of the terms is a vleismussie.
Mm.
And a vleismussie.
Do share.
That's a tough one. It's an Afrikaans term. So it's a term in a different language. We've got 11 official languages out here in South Africa. And it's a term in a different language. And when you translate it to English, help me out here.
Okay, so vleis is meat.
No.
I know. It's not going to work. This is that's direct. This
no,
is...
but it's going to. You're going to. Oh,
okay,
man,
what I can.
It's going to go wrong.
What so I bad. Can. What I can refer you to is. It is a.
It's gonna go so wrong.
No. For those that does beauty, you will know that you have these beauty spots on your face, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that beauty spot can end up going like protruding out of your face, so it has a bumpy feeling.
Yeah.
So like a mole.
Yeah, it's almost like you can
pigment.
It seems like you can almost like just rip it off.
Yeah.
But you can't.
No, you need to surgically or dermatologically. Yes.
Dermatologically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Well done. So a vleismussie is the vleismussie in Afrikaans.
It's
our language in Afrikaans. Yeah, so Geoff is going to play the clip. Think about the mole that is protruding from your face or your body, a lot of them.
And while the clip is playing, I'll get the right translation.
Yes.
So, yeah, here we go. This is someone's story,
Apologies for the Liverpool jersey. I know it's an eyesore, but so is his liquids. Is it liquids?
Liquids.
But he's got two big ones. Can we count how many you got on your back? We don't call it vleismussies. We call it vleismoors. Because it's moorsy big. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. And then my two family members. Damn. These guys are so big. I call them my baby brother and my baby sister. So now we're on our way to town, to the Desert Rose Aesthetics, where we'll have these bad boys removed. Ooh, he's nervous, he's nervous.
So my name is Shiham Wagner. I'm a skin specialist and spa therapist at Desert Rose Aesthetics. And today we're removing Devon's father's skin tags. They're quite large. Some of them are quite large and some are regular in size.
Is this the biggest skin tags or vleismussies that you've ever seen?
I must admit, it is a little on the bigger side.
But you can handle it.
When we start, we use a topical anesthetic. In this case, we're using Emla, which takes about 15 to 20 minutes to take effect.
Fun fact, one way skin tags and vleismussies develop is through chains or necklaces, right? Caused by friction.
So our device uses radio and high frequency, which coagulates and cauterizes the lesions.
She has just put on topical anesthetic on the four big ones. Now we need a bigger tube for those bad boys on the back. My dad's vleismussies is so big that it both got ID numbers.
most people don't know what lesions and skin irregularities they have, but we could effectively remove a vast array of lesions, namely skin tags, fibromas, DPNs, spider nevi, telangiectasia. We can do a whole lot of different lesions. That is what we specialize in.
My dad's skin tag is so big. He's basically a Siamese twin. So you are done? Are you feeling?
Ah, I feel a bit lighter, man.
Lighter? Yes. Were you running? Oh my god, you lost a lot of weight because of that big boots. Guys, check it out. Desert Rose Aesthetics Town. Come get yourself tagged. Well, take a tag off. Ciao.
So the correct translation is a skin tag.
Oh, skin tag. Who would have thought? That's such a fancy word for such a nasty thing.
So he had his dad's skin tags removed.
The guy that recorded the clip, his name is Devin Saunders.
Yeah.
He goes by the name on YouTube, Dev Don did it again.
Yeah.
And he makes hilarious clips where he walks out in Cape Town, mostly where the people go clubbing, and he'll whip out his phone and he'll start asking them questions like
general knowledge questions.
Yeah, general knowledge questions. And we all know that general knowledge is not general knowledge to everyone.
Exactly.
And he asks these questions, and the answers that the people are giving, you cannot believe what this guy asks them and what they are saying. So Joffrey's just going to pop that in the chat section there. If you want to check the guy out, he is hilarious. He's fantastic. He is a great source of happiness here in South Africa.
Yeah, so he does these little interviews with people asking him general knowledge questions, and it goes horribly, horribly wrong. You know, people just get it really wrong. And in this occasion, he actually took his dad to have his dad's skin tags removed. So if you know anything about skin tags, maybe don't let us know.
One thing came to mind. One of the questions he asked, what does WWW stand for?
Oh, yes.
And what he does is, for us as the viewers, he puts the correct answer
up on the screen. That's right.
So he gives half of the answer, and then he says, so it's worldwide. And then the person says, World Wide Website. and someone else said World Wide West.
Yeah,
I think they were thinking about the Wild Wild West.
That's crazy. it's just absolutely crazy that people come up with these days, you know. It's just really,
it's amazing what they are thinking in their minds of what is right.
Tell me, have you got something else lined up for us?
Well, there is something positive. I don't want to speak about anything negative because there's so much going around.
All right, let's listen to a little bit more copyright free music, and then we'll check back in with Shanae right after this track called "Cute," and everything is on. Thank you. Yes, for those who've just joined us, you are with Geoffrey and Shanae. Geoffrey and
Shanae.
And she wanted to do that. And we're from sunny South Africa and Cape Town, to be more specific. And yeah, we're just a couple of entrepreneurs, vloggers, content creators for the internet. And yeah, we just love life, love food, pets. And we just want to shoot the breeze with you guys. So you can give us a call on this podcast. We would love to have you call us on this podcast. Hey, who moved my?
Sure. I got a fright there. I wasn't expecting that one. I'm sure our listeners weren't expecting this. Like, what did I do? You just shouted at me.
Yeah, it's happening, man. It's real. It's happening all over the world.
Hey, who moved my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm telling you, it is happening.
Hey, who moved my shoe?
Guaranteed.
What is your hey, who moved my? Did someone move one of your...
My comb.
Yeah. You moved your own comb. We found that out.
It turned out that I moved my own comb, yeah.
Well, if there are only two people in the house, who do you think who moved the next person's thing? The next person.
Sure. The next person's thing. Okay. I think I got it. I think I followed you.
There's only two people. What's your alibi? Well, I was sitting in the house and I did not move your comb. While the other person says, well, I was also sitting in the house. So whose alibi is true? Who moved my comb?
But who moved my pins?
Oh, man. Kaz, you are getting into some some family things here.
Okay, but you wanted to share?
Yes, I wanted to share on what is happening so we know what's happening.
Is that what we're doing? I apologize. I didn't know that's what we're
no
doing.
Need to apologize.
What's happening with Shanae Sylvester?
Yes, and that is Shanae Leonard now since 2018. Okay, let's get right on to it. So, something positive of what is happening globally in the world today. So, on May 1st, you can join a 24-hour global live streaming event of inspiration and sharing the call to unite. So what it's about, so on Friday night, that is tonight, a 24-hour global event will begin live streaming all over the internet with 200 cultural, spiritual, and community leaders hoping to unite people across the world and celebrate our common humanity. So sharing inspirational messages or music from their homes will be Oprah Winfrey, Tim Shriver, Deepak Chopra, Common, just to name a few. And so it is, the call to unite will be live streamed on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, LinkedIn, Sirius XM, Channel 109, and on their website, we will put the details in the comment section, www.unite.us. And this is beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight time. And that is on Friday, May. Okay, so it will be running through Saturday evening. So what you can find is lessons, performances, conversations. If that is your thing, please jump on. They hope to support all of us in coping with the challenges of this moment in order to emerge from this crisis better than when it began. So even through billions of people, even though billions of people around the world are isolated and anxious because of the COVID-19 pandemic, millions are rising to the occasion by showing each other love and support in countless ways. I think that is so fantastic. So the call to unite, which is partnering with Points of Light, is a celebration of those acts of humanity and an invitation to the world to joining in lifting one another in this moment of need. That is profound, eh?
Sounds really cool.
Absolutely
fantastic.
I'd love to jump on there.
Yeah. I think we should. I think we should join them in that, you know. What is it going to be? A live?
It's a call to unite.
No.
It's a live stream.
It's a live stream. All right.
Yes. So any platform that you find yourself on, you can go on there and I will put the details in the comment section so that you can follow through with it.
Essentially, it's a live stream.
Yes.
Okay.
So which means you will have a real-time interaction with celebs and people all over the world, you know, lay people all over the world. In something that you love doing. If it's music you love, you can probably play your music to someone else in the world and inspire others.
Okay, cool. That sounds absolutely fantastic. I'm really excited that it's, you know, all these celebs and big shots that is doing something. Hopefully, you know, it's not going to cost us anything.
I think just the live stream, it costs you what?
Oh, it just costs your live stream.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done with live stream. So, yeah.
I mean, if you could have done this podcast, which is live streaming, you can just jump onto any other platform.
Definitely. Thank you very much for that, Shanae.
It's my pleasure.
Shanae does this segment every now and then called...
What's Happening.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, we really love Ben Sound. We appreciate their music.
Thank you.
thank you very much. This is Geoffrey and
Shanae.
And we are from sunny South Africa. We're from Cape Town. And yeah, man, this is our first episode. We just love to shoot the breeze with all you entrepreneurs, vloggers, content creators, all you people all around the world. We just love to spend some time with you. That's it.
That's it.
And like someone used to say, because I said so. Someone famous used to end off, you know, whatever he said, because I said so.
I think I know who that is.
Yeah, I think we both know who that is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so fantastic. We've been talking a little bit about content creating. We've been talking about a lot of stuff throughout this podcast. We are at 8 a.m. Sorry, 8 a.m.
on the dot.
+2 here in sunny South Africa. I don't know where in the world you're listening from, but thank you very much for all of those who are following us, who have clicked on that fan button. Thank you so much. Leave us a like and leave us a star if you like the content that we are bringing to you. This, like I said, is our first episode on this channel, and I hope you guys are enjoying it. All the music, compliments of www.bensound.com. Royalty-free music from Bensound. Go check it out. It's absolutely free.
Yes, and obviously our segment this morning is, hey, who moved my... So if you have experience in, if you are currently on lockdown, quarantine, isolation, if you find yourself in one of those scenarios, do you have someone that moved your object, that moved something of yours? Do let us know. I know that happens here in our household. And we have 4 cats. We have 2 kittens and 4 adult cats. And sometimes I tend to look at them also. If I put my wedding bands on my bedside cabinet and I'm looking for it and I'm like, hey, who moved my wedding bands? And I look to one of the little naughty ones and then I just see it laying on the floor. So yes, our cats are also culprits of moving things around.
Big time.
They are super naughty.
Dembe massive man.
Yeah, you'd be able to see their cute little faces on our YouTube channel. That is Geoffrey and Shanae. We will put those links down below. And I think you will think that they are so cute because they are.
So yes, we will also try to leave all our links in the bio. We just started this channel. We got up and running today. This is our first episode. So I hope you guys have been enjoying spending some time with us. The lines are open. So if you guys want to give us a call, give us a shout out, please go ahead and do that. Guys, we just want to share, you know, all things vlog content and then entrepreneur. You know what? Let us know what you are doing during this time where, you know, you can't really go to work. Ah, we've got a content creator. Fantastic. Thank you. Welcome, Sanjay. Sanjay, on socials? Okay, great, man. Give us a call if you can, Sanjay. We would love to talk to you. We would love to talk about LinkedIn and YouTube. Yeah, awesome. Really give us a call. We would really love to chat with you, Sanjay. There we go. Sanjay is on the line. Hey.
Hi. Hey, how are you?
How are you doing? Good. How are you, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
Fantastic.
So if you don't mind, could I ask, what's your name?
Geoffrey, and I've got with me
Shanae. Morning. If it's morning there by you.
Yeah, it's around 11 a.m. in India.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Yes. So
you said
you're a content creator, right?
Yeah, I do create content on LinkedIn, Instagram, on YouTube. I have just started a YouTube channel.
Oh, and, nice.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Tell us about you. What is your, first of all, what is your YouTube channel so we can check it out?
So I will going to put my link here. Okay.
No problem. Please do that.
Okay.
All right. So, I'm very curious about, we've been talking about content creating and all the challenges we've been facing with content creation, and people don't realize this. You know, people think, ah, it's just a funny video, it's just a couple of things, it's they just slap this together in 5 minutes. So can you please shed light to everybody out there, you know, what it involves to create a YouTube video? Thank you very much for putting your channel up there. So can you please just take people through the process?
So for me, I say content creation is not a problem. For me to market it, to like how to get to know about, you know, response of people, or how to market it, like that's problem with me.
Yes.
Even though I have around 4,000 followers on LinkedIn, and that's every awesome. Single day my content goes around 10 to 12k reach on LinkedIn. But
if I may ask, what does your content entail? Is it comedy? Is it how to tutorials? What does it entail?
It's about short inspirational content.
Oh, nice.
Fantastic. Yeah. Wonderful.
I'm looking at your YouTube channel right now on our screen. I love the one that says, "Does your family support your dreams?"
Wow.
That is a very good question to ask.
And if I can weigh in, if I'm allowed to weigh in on that one, I often say to Shaunae, say to her, you know what? Well, I know a little bit about the Bible. I don't know which faith you are from, but there's a story there where not even the people in Jesus' own hometown, not even his own family, you know, a lot of his own family, cousins and things, could not recognize who he was.
Yes.
So that's a big statement, and it's so true, eh? A lot of people you think is your close friend and family, they won't recognize what you're trying to do and
your greatness.
Exactly.
You know, in this video, I have put that, like, you know, I have started my content creation on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on WhatsApp. And you know what? Surprisingly, the least kind of engagement I ever got, and I'm still getting on WhatsApp. Even though all my friends, all my family groups, people whom I know, are all present on WhatsApp. But still, least kind of engagement I get is from WhatsApp.
We all experience the same thing. We also recently started YouTube, and I can tell you my friends list on Facebook for myself. I'm sitting at 4,900 friends.
Oh,
and you can't tell me. Now, that was built over a long time, building networks, because I come from network marketing and affiliate marketing. So I've always reached out to people just to build networks. And you would think that there are people that are constantly liking your content, liking your photos. And when you do make that big step and decide to create a YouTube channel, that just out of their kindness, they will click subscribe. It costs them nothing just to subscribe, because they know you as a person. It's not like someone across the world that's like, hey, I got to learn what Sanjay is passionate about. I actually want to subscribe to his channel, but your friends know you.
Exactly. And you know, you can check it out on even YouTube Creator Studio, where you can see that your view time is more of unsubscribed people than the subscribed people.
Yes.
The people are watching you means they haven't subscribed you. But the people who have subscribed you, they never watched your video.
It's so true.
That's the reality. That's the reality. People will subscribe your channel for sake of, you know, that this person wants you bad.
Yeah, but you need the watch time hours. Okay, so for everybody, I'm going to say it now.
Oh, man.
For everybody out there who doesn't understand this, we as content creators need your watch time hours.
You need
to watch the whole thing. It's important to watch the whole thing.
So don't just jump to the juicy part and
subscribing is also great. You know, subscribing is fantastic, but we need you to watch the whole thing.
But for me, I, you know, on my latest video, how to build trust, that I put yesterday night.
Yeah.
So in that video, I have mentioned there that, you know, I don't need your subscription. I don't need, you know, because building trust will going to take time. And it's completely fine for you to press the like button, put a comment, but don't, you know, you won't subscribe me. I understand it. And it's completely fine because I have just started YouTube channel. And to build a trust, you need time. Exactly. Yes. So no matter how many times I yell out in between the video, subscribe me, you won't. But after 50 plus videos, after 100 plus videos, after 200 plus videos, I won't even need to say that subscribe me, because that time you will go through my journey. There is a trust, there is a authenticity you can see there. So this time if I will say subscribe me, I won't waste your time as well as mine. So I don't even say that subscribe me this time.
Absolutely.
That's like forcing someone to trust you.
Exactly.
What do you use for your logos, your banners, that kind of stuff?
What software,
your thumbnails and all that stuff? What kind of software do you use or what platform do you use?
I use PixArt app. Because I have very decent phone, like, you know, very decent, like low quality phone. I don't have any laptop or to edit video. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know,
it's awesome.
Record my video from front camera. And I'm just trying. I guess people one day they will get to know that, there is a quality. So so maybe it will grow.
Sanjay, I left a website for you in the chat there. I'm glad you mentioned that, because go to that website. It's absolutely free. It's called canvatime.com. Canva.com. You can also use that to create your pictures. They've got preset templates that is absolutely beautiful. You just pop a pic in there, change the text, off you go. You can make your thumbnails for YouTube. You can do your banners. You can do a little square. Can you see our little icon, our little, hey, who moved my, you know, that little pic? Can you see that pic on this podcast? We created that pic in Canva absolutely free. Really, it was free. We took the photo on our mobile phone. We used the filter and we went to Canva. And we created this.
And Canva can be found as an app also if you have Android. I'm sure for the iPhone users, you'll be able to find that as an app.
I think the easiest way is just to go online to the site. That everybody can go to the site. So if you need to download an app, it needs to be, is it iOS, is it Android, blah, 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 blah. But anybody can go onto a site. So you can go onto that website.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. I'll check it out.
Mm.
Yeah, it. We didn't know about it, but somebody also somewhere along the line, one entrepreneur just, you know, dropped us.
2 days back, somebody from not from India, somebody from other country, they also recommended me this app, that www.canva.com, this website actually.
Absolutely awesome, and that's really why we have this channel, so we can share with each other. You know, these things. Okay, so Sanjay, you tell me more about, I'm burning to know about LinkedIn. How are you content creating and using LinkedIn and leveraging LinkedIn, you know, for your success?
Actually, I I'm a keen observer, or I always want to have a deep interaction, deep talks. I love deep talks. I'm an extreme introvert, and I don't like surface talk. So I always looking for a platform where people are quite professional, or they talk, you know, on deeper level. So yes, that's why I have chosen LinkedIn, and from there, that platform supports me, you know, my content especially. And, you know, if you go for Instagram, people are not going there for, you know, see your content. They are coming for it. They are coming for hot pictures here. They're not looking for TikToks.
Yes. Yeah, no, they don't like my ugly mug. They don't want to see my ugly face.
He's lying. He's far from ugly. But that is fantastic. What is your background prior to you content creating? Were you always into your social media platforms, or do you come from that background?
Not at all. No. I'm from a small village in India, and I was born and brought up in small village. And my father is doing farming, and my mother is a house lady. And I have been trying. I have been auditioning for years in my university for different elocutions, different debates, or these, you know, literary competitions. But they never, I never got selected, because every time I got there, you know, I as I told you that I love to talk deeply, and they were looking somebody who can pour out information in front of people. Exactly. And I am, you know, when I shoot even video, I don't make scripts, because I'm kind of functionally dyslexic, mildly. So for me, it's really tough to grab the information and then speak it out. Or I speak. I just speak from heart, and that was the issue. They wanted somebody who can pour out information. They're like, you know,
you know what, Sanjay? That was their issue. That's not your issue. It's not your issue. Things happen to us, but they're actually happening for us. And that is something that Les Brown, we love. I don't know if you know the author.
Yeah.
And motivational speaker.
Les Brown.
This guy.
Yeah, I love this young Les Brown, you know, I love
him. And he said that things, even in his life, things that happened to him, he later realized that it actually happened for him. Otherwise, he would not be doing today what he's doing.
Exactly. This is insightful. This is
insightful. For you, not to you. He was labeled educally mentally retarded.
Mm.
And you know what changed his life? Is one day someone said to him, come, and the teacher said, come and do this problem on the board. And he said, no, but I can't.
Mm.
And the teacher said, come and do this problem on the board. I'm telling you to come and do it. And he said, sir, but I can't. And he said, why? He said, no, I'm labeled educally mentally retarded. And he said, don't ever allow anybody to tell you you can't do something.
Mm.
And that changed Les Brown's life. So yes, we are all from different backgrounds. I mean, I also grew up in a very small town. You know, back in the time that I grew up, the first 17 years of my life that I spent in that small town, it was during the apartheid era. And for those people around the world who know what the apartheid era was, it was a time of segregation. And we were segregated based on our race. And so that is how I grew up the first 17 years of my life. And after that, in 1994, things changed. And we were allowed to go to nice schools. But by that time, I'd only had 2 years left of my school. But at least, you know, I had 2 years in a very, very, very good school.
Yes.
Because then things opened up for us. But you really, things happen for you. The tough times that I went through prepared me for life. You know
yes.
what? You know, going
yes,
hungry,
exactly.
Man.
Yeah.
Going hungry is easy, man.
And for people like us, you know, for our toughest thing makes our story good to tell in front of people. So for me, I sometimes feel like I'm seeking the toughest thing that come join me. Because I want my story to more juicy. Just come and give me feedback, bad feedback. I'll make my story good to tell.
I like that.
So I welcome them. I welcome my critics. And they are giving me content, actually. Definitely. If there is no critique, then I will have no content at all.
Yeah. How boring would that be?
I always tell my wife my book at the end of my life, my memoir, is just going to be better and better. It just keeps on getting, better and better, you know. So that book that I will write will definitely be a bestseller. So thank you very much, Sanjay, for taking the bold step. I know sometimes it's tough to jump on these things and internationally kind of talk, you know, about your life. But we really appreciate it. Much love and respect
yes.
from our side. And everything of the best for your channel. We all definitely check out your videos. We will watch the whole video.
thank you so you much, guys, for letting me.
Thank you so much, eh?
I'm glad that I talked to you.
We will be here every day. Well, we'll try to be here every
yes,
day.
Yes, God willing.
God willing, from every Monday to Friday, from 7 till 9, we will be trying to bring you content that is valuable. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much, Sanjay.
Yeah, thank you so much, guys. Thank you. Keep shining.
Bye, ciao. Thanks.
Bye.
So, yeah, that's what this channel is all about. This is why we do this. We would really love to hear from you. If you're content creating, vlogging, if you're an entrepreneur, you're a go-getter. If you're hungry, you want to go get it, you know, please let us know what you are up to. Thank you for the likes, Sanjay. We really appreciate it from the bottom of our hearts. And hi to Husnain.
Yes.
Husnain.
Was your first caller on another channel.
On another channel. And, thank you so much for joining us here as well, Husnain. Yes, Husnain. I'm just searching my memory. Yes, Husnain was from Pakistan. And
yes.
He... if it is the same Husnain, hopefully. And he asked me a little bit about this thing that we're doing, mm-hmm. about broadcasting and about podcasts and sound and all
equipment.
Those things. I think I mentioned it to you.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, he was really interested in all this stuff. And...
His name knew quite a bit about our country.
Yeah.
I was surprised.
Yes, he did. Yes.
He knew about our languages.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
That was amazing that someone from another part of the world knew more about us than what our own people sometimes know about us.
True, very true, very true.
That was fantastic.
That definitely happens. You often find that a lot of South Africans really have no clue as to actually what is going on in their own country. And often you would expect them to actually know, you know, what is going on. It's supposed to be like, you know, stuff a South African is supposed to know.
Yes.
And then they don't.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a bit shocking. But thank you very much. Just to let you guys know, if you've just joined our channel, who moved my, whatever it is.
Whatever someone moved in your house.
And it's Geoffrey and
Shane.
And we are from sunny South Africa. We're in Cape Town. And we are here for all you entrepreneurs, vloggers, content creators, people who love life, pets, food, and all that good stuff, traveling. And right here in South Africa, it is 8:24 a.m. right now. We are on GMT plus one.
Plus two.
Sorry, plus two. Sorry. That's why you're here. Because it's not plus one, it's plus two.
Yes.
So we are on GMT plus two, and it is 8:24 here in South Africa right now. I am getting all the fantastic music that I'm playing for you guys from Bensound, www.bensound.com. So all the music that we are playing is from www.bensound. Thank you.
Yes, so you have tuned in to Hey, Who Moved My? So, yes, so has Nain called us some time back when we had and when we were on another channel, and he was so insightful on the things that he knew about our country. And I thought that was so refreshing, you know, speaking to someone where you didn't need to explain much about what is happening in your country. That person was asking questions, and I think that was so awesome. And he was very interested in the kind of the equipment that we were using, and we explained to him that we are doing this podcast streaming live from our home studio. And honestly, it's nothing fancy. It's some equipment that we bought that we thought we were going to gig because we love music. Both Geoffrey and myself, we own a guitar and we love just messing around and jamming together. And as Nain wanted to know what it is that we are using, and we figured, seeing that we have the equipment, why don't we make use of it?
Mm.
And God gave Geoffrey a beautiful voice. Okay. And
Geoffrey still needs to know about
it. I'm telling you now. Mm. And he just decided that he is going to start doing podcasts. And I think it's a great initiative to start somewhere so that you can get your message out to the world.
Definitely. And we are here as entrepreneurs, vloggers, content creators, and just people who love life, man. We just love life. We love food and animals and travel. And we just want to share all that stuff with you, shoot the breeze a little bit.
Yeah.
And we can just, iron can just sharpen iron. We can just learn from each other. Yeah. That's what why we're here. And if you wanna, you know, chat to us, see how we look, meet our cats, watch some of our videos, you can check us out on Facebook. I'm leaving the link here in the comments here, or you can check us out on YouTube. I'll leave that in the chat here as well. You can check us out on YouTube. Everywhere you can check us out as Geoffrey and Shauna, YouTube and on Facebook. We don't have a shared Instagram, and we don't have a shared Twitter or TikTok or thing. But we've got a shared Facebook page and a shared YouTube channel. And of course, we are together on this channel. And today, it's Hey Who Moved My. Thank you very much once again. If you've just tuned in, we are Geoffrey and
Shanae,
and we are from sunny South Africa. It is 8:35 GMT plus one. 8:35.
You are getting that wrong, and I'm every time.
GMT plus two. Sorry. GMT plus two.
I think you want to be part of GMT plus one.
No, I don't want a plus one. I already have a plus one.
I like that.
Yeah, so please, all you content creators and all you beautiful people out there, come on and share with us. The lines are open. You can give us a call as well. Jessica has just joined us. Shout out to Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. How you doing?
I love doing that to people. We're just shooting the breeze out here. And I hope you guys enjoy the time with us. All the music you're hearing come from www.bensound.com. Royalty free. Thank you. sound giving us the lovely smooth vibes that you've just been hearing in the background. For those of you who've just joined us, I'm Geoffrey and this is
Shanae.
And we are from sunny South Africa and Cape Town more specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Who moved my? That's what a lot of people are saying these days out there in quarantine, lockdown, isolation land.
Yes.
Because someone in the house moved something of theirs. We are here for all you high entrepreneurs, vloggers.
Feel high.
Not high. Keep it high on life, not high on substances, please. Be responsible. Entrepreneurs, vloggers, content creators, all of you guys, people who love life, animals, and everything else. We are here for you guys, just shooting the breeze.
Yes, and earlier on, if you weren't tuned in, I was sharing a what's happening in the world today. And just to cut back on the negativity, I gave something positive. And that is that today, starting this evening, so on May the 1st, you can join a 24-hour global live streaming event of inspiration and sharing, and that is the Call to Unite, where a number of celebs will be tuning in, streaming live from their household, from where they find themselves right now in the world, and they will just be sharing their inspiration. Josh Groban will be sharing some music, most probably. Mr. Eckhart Tolle, I know that he is So those people,
he's an important person.
He is very.
He's hanging out with Oprah. So come on, he's got to be someone.
He is someone. Oh man,
but he is someone.
Yes, he writes books.
Oh, okay. He's an author.
Oh, man. How that word slipped my mind. Yes. So a number of people and your everyday people are going online to share what it is that they are doing. I will drop that information in the comment section so that you can follow through with that. If you'd also like to share what it is that you have to offer the world, you may do so starting tonight at 8 p.m. EDT, Eastern Daylight Timing. That will be happening tonight, going on through to Saturday.
Cool. Okay, so we have shared a little bit of information earlier on about YouTube and about LinkedIn, about creating your own logos and banners and so forth for your channels. That information, just to recap, is Canva.com. You can go to canva.com. It's absolutely free. You can create logos for yourself. You can create banners, thumbnails for your YouTube videos. Absolutely, you know, anything you can think of content wise for your graphic content for your channels or for your posts. And then you can use a number of video editors to create wonderful videos for YouTube and TikTok and even Instagram. You can create wonderful videos. There's a number of platforms that you can use or software that you can buy or download. Filmora Wondershare is one of the ones that you can actually get a free trial from, and you can use that. There's a couple of other ones as well, and we're just sharing a couple of things with regards to that, and then of course all our music we're playing is coming from Bin Sound, where you can find royalty free music, absolutely free. The only thing they require is that you would just tag them when you use their music. That is it. That's all they want you to do. People must just know where to get this royalty-free music. So that is absolutely awesome. Guys, if you are online, please go ahead and give us a call. We would love to hear from you. Wherever you are in the world, we would just love to chat with you and find out what you are up to. But like we said, you know, our music that we're playing is from Bensound, and it's absolutely royalty free, which is great for content creators because copywriting is always a big, big pain. Enjoy the nice sounds from Bensounds, you know. Okay. I'm pressing a lot of buttons, so I'm not quite focused. So let me just gather myself while you listen to Sci-Fi. You're listening to the wonderful sounds of Ben Sound. And that was sexy. Bensound.com. You can go there for your royalty-free music at www.bensound.com. Royalty-free music from Ben Sound. We are not, you know, paid to plug anyone over here. We're just content creators that just want to share the love, share the knowledge of creating content, vlogs. We are entrepreneurs as well. And we just, you know, guys and girls that love life, love food, love traveling, and we love animals. We just want to share that to you. We're from sunny South Africa, and we're coming to you from Cape Town, to be more specific. And right here, right now, it's about 8:54 a.m. And yeah, it's a beautiful day here. We are close to the coast. And yeah, it's just looking lovely outside there. Unfortunately, you know, most people are on lockdown or quarantine or on isolation or something like that. And of course, what happens around the house during this time is, who moved my cup? Who moved my comb? Where's my deodorant? You know, it gets frustrating in the household during this time because we're spending a lot of time with each other. But let's make it count. You know, let's get some value out of it. Get to know your wife, your brother, your sister, your mom, your dad, whoever it is you're living with, your roommate, you know. Get to know them better, you know. Spend some time doing some stuff together. Even if it's stuff that you don't normally do. Like, I mean, some people are not gamers. Others are. You know, just, you know, shoot the breeze, play a game with your friend, with your brother, sister, whoever it is. Just for the sake of, you know, being a bit social and learning about each other. Other than that, you know, board games are also absolutely fantastic. We have decided to learn some skills, some new skills, and educate ourselves with content creation and, our creative side. So we have, for the first time, done this podcast. Today is the first day that we did this podcast. And, we've been enjoying it. I'm here with the lovely
Shane.
Yeah, she turned that on.
I'm Shanae.
Yeah. That is. Can you do a 1-2?
A 1-2-1-2.
Yeah, Shanae fiddles with the equipment, and
I'm a fiddler.
Yeah. You don't play the fiddle, but you are a fiddler. Yeah, so we are about to close this off. We were taking calls. We had one call from Sanjay, and we are still taking calls if you would like to call in. If you'd just like to drop a little chat in the space over here, feel free to do that. If you want to get hold of us, you want to see how we look, you want to see our faces and our shapes,
our sizes,
you can head on over to our YouTube channel. The link is in our description, in our bio. So when you go to our channel, you can just see the link there to our YouTube channel, or you can go to our Facebook page. On both, we are called Geoffrey and Shanae, and you can go check us out over there. Give us a shout out, give us a like, give us a star, become a fan. I don't know. If you like the content we're putting out right now, go ahead and do that right now. Leave a star or a like. I like to remind people. I know Sanjay said he doesn't. I just like to remind people that, you know, you can do it.
Yeah.
If you know, because you know what? Sometimes you don't know, or you forget, or you get caught up in the conversation or the content, and you actually it just slips you.
Yes. What I learned about people also is that they like to be forced into something. Force into something as in like, no, in the sense of like when you're on YouTube, people will say, subscribe to my channel. If you maybe didn't hear them tell you that, you wouldn't do it. So it's a reminder, a good reminder for the person to go and follow you or to like the page or to share what it is. And they are prompted to do an action.
Okay. All right. Prompted. Oh, that's a lot better. Yes. I like prompted.
Yes, not forced. We don't like forcing.
Yeah. The force is a crime and crime don't pay.
No.
All right. Everybody out there in the podcast land that's listening right now, if you can hear our voices, because we're not too sure, please leave us a in the chat. Just let us know that you can hear our voices, that we are audible. Yeah, that'll be really, really awesome. We hope to do this every day between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. on a weekday, which is a Monday to a Friday. And our time here is GMT plus 2. That is our time here, GMT plus 2. So that is from 7 a.m. till 9 a.m. That is when we are looking to bring you this podcast. And hopefully we can bring you valuable content today. We played a game called Would You Rather. We also had a guest on the show. He is a life-changing speaker. Sanele S. Mtembu.
Yes.
He was on, actually not on this show, on the previous show, sorry. We also had, Sanjay on the show who called in. And yes, he is a content creator, so you can go check him out on YouTube. His link is somewhere in the chat. We also spoke about www.bensound, where you can get your royalty-free music, which is what we've been playing here. We also spoke about Canva Time, which is a site where you can go and create logos,
a number of posts for social media platforms.
A lot of art, for social media platforms. A lot of web content, kind of, for social media platforms. And we also gave you all our links. Oh, I said a lot of stuff.
I know, it was such a mouthful.
All right. As always, remember to shoot for the moon. Because at least if you miss, you'll land amongst the stars.
And remember that every day is a new day. And with a new day comes new opportunities.
Ciao.
Peace.